This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A Fort Collins man now faces federal charges of firebombing a Tesla dealership in Loveland. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
24-year-old Cooper Joe Frederick was already facing state charges in the March 7th incident. No one was injured, but Loveland police say the building and several cars were damaged. The feds have now added their own charges, including unlawfully possessing a destructive device. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi says there will be, quote, no negotiating.
All of these cases are a serious threat to public safety. We are seeking 20 years in prison.
Frederick is among a handful of people nationally and internationally who've been charged with vandalism to Teslas. It started when Elon Musk, who owns Tesla, began cutting jobs in the Trump administration. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
State health officials say Colorado's rate of measles vaccination is below the threshold for herd immunity, where enough of the population is protected so that a disease dies out. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says the vaccine rate in Colorado is around 94%.
So that does mean that Colorado is potentially at risk for outbreaks. But honestly, what is most concerning are pockets of undervaccination that we know exist across all of the state in certain communities, schools, childcare facilities where vaccination rates might be well below 80%. And in those communities, that's really where the greatest risk for measles outbreaks exists.
The state's first known case of the measles this year was reported in Pueblo Monday. And there's more on that a bit later in this hour. A bill in the state legislature aims to reform the process for naming a replacement when a lawmaker steps down. The proposal would expand who gets to serve on vacancy committees that fill vacant legislative seats. It would also cap how long lawmakers appointed by vacancy committees can serve before running to be elected to their seat. About 20% of current members of the legislature originally got their position through a vacancy committee. This is CPR News.